There's an old saying that the first casualty in war is truth. Secretary of State Colin Powell took the floor at the United Nations Security Council and strove mightily to make the administration's case for their support of war in the sandy deserts and cities of Iraq. He produced tapes that he said were made of generals squabbling over the evacuation of chemical weapons and cited satellite photos in support of his argument that the Ba'ath regime was playing hide-and-go-seek with the UN weapons inspectors. If the reactions of three major nations on the council is any measure, then the secretary underwhelmed his international audience. For France, Germany, and China have not changed their positions and prefer the maintenance or expansion of the UN weapons inspections, not war, as the U.S. argues. Powell sought to replicate the 1962 performance of Adlai Stevenson at the UN, who produced satellite photos of nuclear weapons stationed in Cuba. He did not. He did well, but he did not sell the case for war with the Iraqi regime. The war is the overarching concern of the Bush regime, and Powell, an old soldier, was giving his all for the Gipper. But it appears his all is not enough to sell the soap. Iraq is a kind of obsession to the Bush White House, and it is remarkable how silent the government is about the saber-rattling of the North Koreans, who have openly boasted about their nuclear capabilities. Yet there's every indication that the Bush regime will sit down with the Koreans and work out a deal. The very prospect of talking with the Iraqis is anathema. No viable political party in America even broaches such a thing as a possibility. Hence, the seeming inevitability of war with the Ba'ath regime in Baghdad. If ever there was a question about the inherent weakness of the nation's political parties, their inability to give voice to the anti-war sentiments of millions of Americans proves their utter irrelevance. Why such silence? From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.